From top to bottom, it would be tough to find a backfield as talented and as deep as the one currently residing inside the NovaCare complex. With a plethora of options at the running back position, head coach Chip Kelly has the pieces to allow his offense to run on all cylinders in 2013. It all starts, of course, with LeSean McCoy. Shady may have seen his numbers drop in 2012 after a record-setting 2011 campaign, but he still proved week in and week out that he was one of the most explosive and elusive ball carriers in the entire National Football League. McCoy posted over 1,200 yards from scrimmage a year ago and reached the end zone 5 times, a number he'll certainly look to increase this fall. Coach Kelly was known for his run-heavy offenses during his time at the University of Oregon, and while we likely won't see him run the ball 65% of the time like the Ducks did in 2012, anything close to that will greatly boost McCoy's production this fall. Of course, an increased emphasis on running the ball makes the job of number two running back all the more important. Sharing the backfield with McCoy will be second-year running back Bryce Brown. A seventh-round pick out of Kansas State in 2012, Brown was viewed as somewhat of an afterthought after a highly decorated high school career made him one of the most sought-after prospects in the nation. 2 schools and 3 years later, and Brown fell all the way to the latter stages of the draft, right into the Eagles' lap. Brown stepped up in a big way in the second half of last season, rushing for 564 yards on just 115 carries, the bulk of which came with McCoy on the sidelines with a concussion. If Brown can improve what was an occasional lapse of ball security this fall, he could be in line for a huge sophomore season in this offense. Late in the spring, the team made a signing that caught more than a few headlines, bringing into the fold former Dallas Cowboys first-round pick Felix Jones. Jones accumulated nearly 700 yards and 5 touchdowns last season over 7 starts, and while he has battled durability issues throughout his career, Jones has proven time and time again that he can be one of the most explosive playmakers in the league with the ball in his hands. Jones, who has experience as a returner, brings some veteran leadership into the backfield in this, his 6th year in the NFL, and if healthy, he could prove to pay great dividends in 2013. Another running back to keep an eye on throughout the preseason will be second-year man Chris Polk. A player who made the final roster out of training camp last season as the 4th-string running back, despite being an undrafted free agent, Polk spent the majority of his rookie season watching from the sidelines due to injury. However, when you take into account his past production, position versatility, and ability to play special teams, you can see how he could make an impact on the offense in 2013. Don't be surprised if the former Washington standout, who Chip Kelly saw a lot of during his time at Oregon, does enough to earn a spot in the final 53. Rounding out the group of 5 running backs this summer is undrafted rookie free agent Matthew Tucker. A versatile weapon who has enviable size at 6'1", 227 pounds, and the natural athleticism to split out wide and run away from defenders, Tucker has a skill set that could allow him to make waves in his first training camp in the NFL. With the bulk to serve as a short yardage back, Tucker's size could play a factor in his chances toward making the team.